What is up, what's up, everybody? Pour yourself a glass of wine and put on your Vanderpumps, because we are coming at you with this first episode of Bravo Breakdown.
Yes.
My co-host, Sarah Sada. What is up?
Bryce, I'm so excited. This is my first ever, like, podcast thing.
I'm so excited. Did you check out, like, my other broadcast I've done on this thing before or no?
No, not yet. I just figured out how to work the app.
I have, like, a ton of different interviews that I used to do on this app before I turned it into my show. But now we can use it for this, so I'm really pumped. I'm fresh off of watching Vanderpump Rules, and we're going to cover that tonight. We got Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're breaking down the Jersey reunion, and we're going to throw in the assassination of Gianni Versace.
Amazing.
So I'm very excited. Okay. Amazing, amazing. Okay, so where would you like to begin?
Okay, so let's start with Vanderpump Rules, because you're fresh and I'm rusty, because I haven't seen it since Monday, and let's do it.
Okay, so the new one was the one about with the pasta, right? Like, it's not about the pasta.
Right, and then
right.
The one thing that sticks out to me on that one was when James was like, "Lala, your fat boyfriend."
Oh my god, I know.
Did you see all the stuff that she's been posting lately on Twitter? She's like, she like dropped James, and James like posted another thing. He's like, "I don't know why Lala, you know, dropped me like that." And Lala was like, "F that." Can we swear?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can.
Okay, Lala's like, "Fuck that," and it's like, "I don't need toxic people in my life." Like, I don't know.
No, I didn't.
James is a dick.
I didn't know that, and he is. And I was sitting there, and I was watching, and I was like, "Why is he so triggered right now? Like, what is happening?"
Right, right. No, he does that. He does that.
Yeah, and he was just like, "Your boyfriend's fat," and like all this stuff. And then I watched this video, and it was like, how many times can he like say pasta in like 15 seconds?
No. I literally was thinking that when I was watching it. I'm like, literally in my head, I'm like, James, say pasta one more fucking time. Pasta.
And you know, like, that thing where if you say a word too many times, it, like, loses its meaning?
Right.
And I felt like that is me with pasta now. I'm like, the pasta. I'm like, dude. Okay, I just want to get, like, one thing out there now. And it's, like, I feel like all of the guys on Pump Rules are, like, a minute away from like having sex with each other.
Dude, they've all fucked each other. Like, it's right? Wild. I try to explain the show to other people, and they're like,
"Yeah,
what the fuck are you guys watching?"
And the preview for next week is like about whether or not James has swam in the penis pond.
I think he did.
I think they all have.
Right, no, Tom Sandoval, especially, like, there's just something, like, and I have an exceptional gaydar, too, like, I just know.
And I think, like, Jax has definitely done Jax, the dude.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He'll probably be like, "Oh, I blocked out, I don't remember," like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Jax will do it with anyone, so, I mean, all right, so, I want to talk about Jax for a minute, and Brittany.
Oh, my God,
first of all, like, do you want them to be together? Like, what are your thoughts?
Okay, first of all, I know Jax's dad just died while all of his, like 2 weeks ago, and all of his really shitty episodes are coming out about him, and I kind of feel bad for him, even though I know he's a total D-bag.
That's so
Jax
true.
Brittany, you know, I think she just comes from, like, such a southern Bible Belt place, like, it's kind of, like, if your man cheats, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, she wants to get married, have kids, and... I will say, though, today, Bryce, I saw a picture of them at Disney World, and it looks like he has a wedding band on.
Stop. Don't even say that. What?
I'm not joking.
I really hope they had, like, a Kentucky church wedding. I really do.
Dude, I do, too. But then I'm like, well, that could be his dad's ring or something. And I wanted to, like, tweet him so bad, but, like, he's been so sassy with everyone on Twitter lately. I'm like, I better not.
Are you married, or is it your dad's? No, I'm just kidding. Don't say that.
I wanted to.
Right. But, like... The end where his face when her mom walks in.
No, like, he honestly just deflects everything. Like, and he's the one that fucked up. He's the one that cheated, and he'll be like, "Brittany, I can't believe you've done all that." Like, you know what I mean? I can't believe you've done all this.
And
like,
he's
like the most sociopathic person I've ever seen on television, I think.
And I totally agree. I actually, like, feel bad for her because I feel like she's a nice person.
Right? No, she's, you know, she is. She's a sweetheart. She's not like any other LA girls. And I don't know.
I find most of the people on that show to be unlikable, though. Like,
Like they're so unlikable to the point where you like love them, like stop
yes, being yes.
obnoxious. But like I'm secretly obsessed with her rice. Like I literally like just kind of get them all on like a crazy level.
No, Sassy gives me so much life. Have you seen the reality show that she was on before she was on this show? Like the
Amazing
Queen
Rice.
Like no, the Queen Bee.
No.
Oh my god! So it was on like
no
Team Nick back in the day, like. We're talking way before she was on this show. And it was, like, all of these, like, stuck-up girls who have attitude problems. And they're put into this house together. And it's called Queen Bees. And I'm pretty sure she like, won the show. And her name was Stassi. And when first time I ever watched Vanderpump Rules, I was like, oh, my God, it's the girl from Queen Bees.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's, like, this whole show with, like, all these, like, crazy girls who, like, fight each other. And, like, they're really bad. You have to check it out. It's really interesting.
I love her. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, so I'm like, I feel like my entire childhood I've known Stassi.
No, same. I feel like I want to be Stassi deep down. Like that Gossip Girl bitch. Like, I just love her. Like, there's just something. She's just such a cunt. I love her.
Yeah, I will say, I think it's weird. Like, they're all got to be rich by now. I think it's so weird that they still work at Sir.
Right. That's their moneymaker, though, you know what I mean?
I know. So, like, they're forced to, like, work there because of the show, and, like, that sucks.
Well, like, I think they're slowly because, like, branching out, kind of, but they love the spotlight, I think. They want to be at Sir, but, like, the Toms are starting their Tom, and I don't even know.
Well, how do you feel about Sheena?
You know, Sheena's, like, a good person deep down. She's like just turned into
she has a good vagina.
Yeah, like she looks like a porn star now, honestly. But she looks like I don't know. She's like one of those LA girls that are so superficial and kind of dumb, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
well, you know from my last thing that I'm like obsessed, and I know you said I don't think you liked her, but I like Brandi Glanville a lot.
You know, Bryce, I don't like her at all. I just rewatched like one of the first seasons or whatever season she was in of Beverly Hills, and I hate her. Like, I honestly I don't know.
No, but I can never connect with Sheena because of what she did with Brandy's husband.
Right. Okay, I knew you were gonna tie that.
So yeah, so I like, no matter what I do, like I don't feel bad for her, and she's on her like what, like third relationship in the last year. Like I don't care. Like I just don't feel bad. Like, you're known forever as like the home wrecking girl who screwed Eddie Cibrian. So I mean, no one really feels bad. Like, that's why you're famous. That's the only reason you're famous. But I mean, at the same time, the only reason Brandy's famous is because her husband had the affair.
Right.
So like, I don't know. But my mom she always trashed the Real Housewives, and of course, I was like, "How, you can't be my friend."
Right.
But she just started binge watching for the first time ever the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Nice.
And she also hates Brandy. So I feel like I'm going to have to start cutting you all out of my life.
Like, right. So, but, like, if you watch, like, the seasons that Brandy was in, she's insane. Like, psychotic. Like,
really?
Because, like, I watched the reunion or whatever, and I think it was her last reunion. But she was literally, it was so hard to watch. She's just so crazy. Like,
oh, she was, okay, I feel like that last season she was in, where she threw the glass at Eileen, like the wine at Eileen, and
that was what I was watching, and I'm like, yes, this confirmed it. Like,
yeah, no, okay, so there's moments like that where I cringe, and I'm like, I don't know how.
I guess maybe she doesn't belong with that group of women because they're all very like
high class.
Yeah, they think they're high and mighty, and oh, that's not classy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but
yeah, because she's at like
she's wild
a Hollywood. Yeah, she's at like a Hollywood cocktail party, and she's like, I'll knock your teeth on your throat, and I'm like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Like, you just get like, that's just not a thing you're allowed to say.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she did say it. Oh, but I did feel bad for season two game night because Kim was clearly on something.
Did you do crystal meth in the bathroom? I watched that too. That was the best thing ever.
It was like ridiculous. That was ridiculous. Oh my god, and like, in Brandy's defense, like, her only friend at the time was Adrian, and Adrian didn't show up, so, like, she was in a room full of people who were literally, like...
You're super defensive. Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, a reason she was so into the drama is that, unlike the other girls, like, she's not really, like, high in society there, so she really felt like she had to earn her place on the show.
Right, you can't be walked on.
No, and I know Lisa Rinna just saw her over the holidays, and she said it was like a super civil conversation. So I feel like Brandy's not like a total psychopath, but I think she definitely knows how to turn it on for the genre and the
Right.
cameras. But I don't know how we got in such a side conversation about Brandy, but I love her. But yeah, no, back to Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, I love the show, but I just find them all so unlikable.
I don't like Katie, especially.
She's married to what's his face, right?
Tom, yeah, Tom
Tom.
Quartz.
Okay, how is that not like divorced? Like, how are you not Splitsville?
They're both just so, like, made for each other in the most fucked up way. Like, he cheats on her all the time. You know, like, not all the time, but, like, makes out with all these girls and pull the card. I don't see it
Yeah.
happen. And she's just crazy and gets so mad. Like, you can never tell Katie
Yeah,
anything.
yeah.
You cannot tell her
Did
what she
you
did wrong. And
watch Jersey Shore?
yes.
They are Ron and Sam.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes. Like it's
Ron,
like,
stop.
oh my God, yes. Oh my God. Yeah, no, they are. And yeah, no, I agree. I think that relationship is so weird because like not only does he cheat on her, but it's like public on like a national TV show.
Right,
So
right,
like,
right, right, right.
and I'm about to like name drop someone from like high school, and they're not probably not gonna like this if they hear this. But Brittany Bechstead,
Oh, God.
she was dating this guy who was on the like the Real World, and he cheated on her like
What?
six times. Yeah. Her boyfriend, who I'm pretty sure they're still together, he cheated on her like six times on the Real World, and they're still together. And she's like, "Oh, well, like blah blah blah." No, that makes you look stupid.
Was
Like your
this on
boyfriend.
TV?
Yeah, her boyfriend's like this Dylan kid from the Real World. I'll like send you links.
Oh my God, I did not know that.
If I wasn't like super like tra like having a feud right now with her little sister, I probably wouldn't be bringing this up. But oh well.
Wait, I'll ask you about that later.
All right. Literally, like I just don't care what I say on my shows. Like
For
it's
me,
just
it's your show. You're Andy Cohen. You get to say what you
yeah,
want.
I do, and like. You she puts they put it out there like you put it out there that your boyfriend is this like actor and you can't see me but I'm using quotes because I wouldn't really call like the Real World acting. It's like my life on the F list like what?
Oh my God.
But no, so he cheated on her a lot and they're still together and I just think that makes her look stupid and like maybe she can use it to like get some sales at her clothing store that she has now.
Yeah,
But
yeah,
yeah, no, I sorry Brittany, by the way. Yeah. But she does run a store with Emily Babcock and
Hey. At
what?
least he didn't get her knocked up in Vegas like Jax, or a girl knocked up in Vegas.
Oh, I know. I know. That's what I'm saying. And could you imagine like watching the show like with your boyfriend though and then like finding out he cheated on you by watching it on TV?
Oh my God, no.
Like I was sitting in a room with Brittany's like little sister and we watched it on TV. And he cheated on her, and we were all like, "Oh my God!"
Did it say that like they were dating on the show and that his girlfriend's name was Brittany, or like what did he say?
No, he never told them he was in a relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
But
wild.
anyway, no. Yeah. I cannot believe I just put all their business on blast right
That's
now. But whatever.
wild.
Mazel.
Brittany, I love you. I love
No.
your clothing shop with Emily. Do it. Love it. Great. Love it.
Yeah, I don't really like no, I can't say anything
All
else.
right, so.
Okay, good. Oh my God, I'm gonna get like destroyed after this. No, I don't care. Real quick, I've gotten so many comments from people who like don't like what I say on my shows. And I'm
They
like,
don't
well, I
watch
still
it.
right, like don't do something stupid and I won't call it out on my show. Like, get your own platform and talk about me. I love it. I love publicity. I think like somebody in Malone who thinks he's a rapper wrote like a diss track about me and I love it.
That's more publicity for you, boo.
Yeah, like thank you. Like you can't rap. I'm more upset that he can't rap and he's doing the track. But if I mean whatever. But yeah, no, I think Pump Rules the Pride stuff was interesting. I didn't really quite realize how much people go all out for Pride.
Oh my God, in LA especially, it's like a fucking huge deal.
Yeah, and like LVP's walking around looking like a
No,
flamingo.
she
And
honestly,
I'm
I
just
live for
like
her outfits every Pride. She is like the brand like ambassador ball, you know what I mean? Like
She, yeah.
she lives for it. And then freaking Sheena was like
I have an AN. Like, I can't eat when I'm like depressed. Like, bitch, I wish I had that problem.
Me too. I wouldn't have to join Weight Watchers Freestyle. Like, I'm over here like having to pay $20 a month to try to get myself like some weight dropped, and she's like over there like, oh, I can't do this, and then like she can down that entire like croissant thing. I'm like, okay, I'm right. not even allowed to have one cookie.
Right.
So, like, right. No.
She had a pretty party.
Yeah, like nobody cares about you and your boyfriend of like 10 minutes.
This is so fun.
Yeah. Right. Like, ugh. But yeah, but I feel bad like for LVP though, because I mean, like, time is not doing well for her. I don't know if she like dropped her plastic surgeon that she had, but something's not right about her face this year.
I think honestly she's a little older than the ladies, but it looks a lot older, and I think
she's like 105.
I think she might have done a lot of her plastic surgery, like, in the 80s. You know what I mean? Like,
they probably use vegetable oil.
Like, you know how, like, Bruce Jenner look, Caitlyn Jenner looks now. And like, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, the botched 80s.
I do. I do.
But, like, I still love her. I really
It's like the Joan Rivers Club.
Exactly. But it's just like, oh, you look so old, honey.
Yeah, like I know that her and Adrian aren't good, but she should hit up her ex-husband
Adrian and get some crazy bad.
Adrian looks like someone put olive oil into her face.
Like, literally, I was like, when I watch the old reruns that are on whatever before the new shows in Beverly.
Yeah,
Adrian looks great. Adrian looks amazing.
And now she looks like Swamp Thing.
Like, it looks like I almost didn't recognize her. I'm like, whoa, dude.
Right. That's yeah. Exactly. And. No, I agree. And if Brandy was here, Brandy would be calling her out for looking ugly. I'm just saying, we need Brandy.
I know.
I'm trying to think of anything. Oh, that hilarious, like, weird chakra thing that they did on Pump Rules.
I loved it.
I loved it, but Jax looked like I did not expect him to start crying.
I didn't either, honestly. Like, and I don't think he was sincere, maybe.
Neither. I thought he was, like, laughing at first, and then all of a sudden he was crying.
Maybe he was just being a drama king. I don't know. But I didn't think it was sincere.
No. I don't think anything he does is sincere. I really don't. I don't even get how he's even a part of the show. I mean, I guess he's like drama, but like.
He made the show season one. He really
did. He did. He did. That's when him and Stassi were together, right?
Yeah. They have all fucked each other, literally.
They have. It's like this, the My Ex Friend group, the hostages. Like,
Kristen's horrible. Stassi, yep. But like, I don't know. Like, they've just all had sex with each other. It's so weird.
And I think, and we already know how I feel about Sheena. I feel like her vagina has a bullseye on it. But yeah, no, they remind me of My Ex Friend group, the hostages, who are like always like with each other, like. Two people started out together, and then one husband had an affair with like one of my like my ex girlfriend's cousin, and then like it just went from there. And now people are like swapped partners, and I'm just like, wow, this is like a syphilis circle. Yeah, no, I agree. Actually, just kidding. The only STD in the group was chlamydia.
Ew.
But we're not gonna like shout out who it is. But now every time I see them, I like yell koala.
This is why I stayed single in Messina for like 2 years. Honestly, I'm like, I'd rather fucking not.
Right. Where are you now, by the way? Okay. I feel like you're like this jet setter.
No, honestly, someone said that today earlier. They're like, I don't even fucking know where you are anymore. I'm in New York right now, but I go to Colorado in a week. Hashtag jobless. Hashtag running out of money. Hashtag do what I want.
That's amazing. I am moving to Florida in a few months, and I am beyond.
Dude, pumped. I was loving Florida. I'm so happy for you.
Oh my god, I grew up there originally, and I'm so pumped. And I already like hit up Charlie, and I'm like, hey, I'm really right. pumped.
You what? Came here in what grade? Second grade.
No, so I moved in second grade to Florida. I came back in eighth grade.
Because I literally remember you in elementary school with me.
I was there.
Like, so young.
Yeah, and you and were like, you
came back.
I did. So I was here. From like kindergarten through second grade, and then I moved down there until eighth grade, and I came back here for eighth grade, and I've been back ever since, and I hate it here. I feel like no one in this town is on my level. I don't think like there's just a lack of like talent and creativity. I don't know. I just need to be inspired. And the only thing that inspires me here is people backstabbing me, and I'm not about that. No,
it's so toxic. It's toxic.
Like, I used to be best friends with, like even one of my best friends, like, we no longer speak now, like, Morgan Carr. Like, we are nothing.
You guys don't talk anymore?
No, because her, like, I really shouldn't be saying this on the show, but her, like, psychotic boyfriend has, like, isolated her out of my life for, like, the last year. And
horrible.
It is. It is. And I understand that, like, other people that you and I both know don't want to get involved because they don't want the same thing to happen to them. But it does suck because we were best friends for, like, 6 years and then it just ended. Right? Yeah, and whatever. I mean, she has a kid with a guy that she doesn't love, and that's fine. They will enjoy that.
Right. Spilling the tea.
I am spilling the tea because it's like, I don't even know what I have to do. Do I have to hire a skywriter to be like, are you okay? I actually tracked down his ex-girlfriend. I tracked down his ex-girlfriend from 5 years ago. All I had was like that her name started with a C. I found her. She lives in Michigan. I got her to like spill all this tea about them, and still that wasn't enough. Like, I guess I have to like go on national television and be like, he's abusive and we all know it, so get out of the relationship. But anyway, I don't know. This has nothing to do with Bravo. Sorry, everybody.
We have like 10 minutes of like straight shit talking.
It is. It's like so bad. But honestly, I don't think that friendship is ever going to be a thing again, so I don't even care. I actually wrote a whole book, and half the book, which by the way was a #3 bestseller on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But anyway.
I want to read your book, right?
Oh my God, you have to. A lot of the book is actually about her, and one, there's a poem in there, actually. There's short stories and poems, and there's a poem in there, and one of them actually spells out her name. Like, the first letter of every line spells out her name.
Right. That is so shady, but I love it.
No, very shady. I love it. No, I love me. I love, like, being a walking shade tree.
I love it.
I love it. So we got Pump Rules down. I want to talk about Beverly Hills.
Okay.
This last episode, I want to know what your thoughts are on the lawsuit involving Ken, and what do you think about Lisa Rinna bringing it up casually?
Wait, the lawsuit on
Ken.
Ken. Oh, okay. I think, you know, Lisa gets in trouble when she opens her big mouth, mm-hmm. but you know, it was out in the paper, and even when like Lisa did confront Lisa, Lisa was like, it's fine, it was already out there, I didn't care, like, but like Lisa Rinna was obviously trying to like stir up some shady conversation, you know what I mean, because Lisa V wasn't there,
but. Yeah, it's interesting because like all of their issues I feel like started off camera, so like it's really hard to like know what's, because it all started over like the Yolanda thing.
Yeah,
on whether or not
the name, Munchausen.
Like, I feel like Yolanda did not have Munchausen. Like,
I know, no, they're all bitches, and it reminds me of like when Vicky's boyfriend Brooks. In the cancer thing. But like, whenever I hear the word Munchausen, I'm like, Yolanda.
I know, me too. I feel bad. It really sucks, but like. Their issue was, like, she says that Lisa wanted her to, like, bring it up in the storyline. I want to know, we're going to go back, like, a couple seasons right now, but do you think that's true? Because it looked like Kyle.
I don't.
Because it looked like Kyle thought it was true, but didn't want to, like, throw LVP under the bus.
I think that they are all kind of skeptical at first, because it was, like, kind of so new. But, like, now that I've watched and, like, known, and, like, it does look sick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She does not look well.
Do you think that Lisa Vanderpump really said the thing about, like, oh, there goes our storyline?
Because
it was allegedly...
Probably in her, like, dark British humor, but, like, didn't mean it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
I can see her joking.
Do you think, like, that's... And okay, I just got a message from, like... I can't say what it is on camera. Never mind.
What about us? Okay.
No, it's like some random person is like, call me. And it's somebody who I thought like is eliminated from my life.
Oh, Jesus.
Whatever. So I think like, is she able to get away with that? Like, okay, I'm British, so I can say whatever I want. Like, is that an acceptable excuse?
I think she uses it as an excuse. But I think she means what she says at the time and plays it off like, oh, ha, 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 that's just my British humor.
Yeah, like when she threw shade at Erica and she was like, scratch the puss. Like, I thought that was like, What's the point of that?
But she's like constantly, like, and I do that with my family too. I'm just constantly throwing like insults at them, and they kind of like take it very well. They're like, okay, Sarah, like, all right, like, but I'm joking, like, I don't mean it. You know what I mean? But I think she's maybe the same way, but she's also a cunt. And
which one?
Okay, to say, Lisa V.
Oh, okay.
And just thinks it's okay to say whatever she wants because she's British, and that's funny to her.
So, do you think like the reason you don't get away with it is because you're not British?
No, but like I get away with it with my family, but they like know me and like understand my sense of humor type thing. And I think the girls have finally realized they don't even take Lisa with a grain of sand. They're like, okay, yeah, Lisa, you just insulted my husband. Okay, like
yeah, like back in season 4 where she was like, oh, here's the rumor of your husband being seen with a younger woman. Like, it's just very.
She stirs the pot too. She loves to.
I don't even think she stirs the pot. I think she like creates the pot and then like. Like mails it to everybody.
Yeah, and like back, she mails the pot up to everyone that backs out and makes it look like bad on someone else.
Yeah, exactly. She always has like a scapegoat. I feel like this like was supposed to be like just like breaking down what happened, but I think it turned into like just bashing everybody. I should call it like Bravo bashing.
Like, I like that one.
Like the only thing I'm breaking down right now is all the relationships in my life.
We're breaking down their egos and self-esteem.
We are. Oh, poor Jax. No, his dad. I mean, his dad died, but like that's not an excuse to be a D-bag.
No, I know, but it's like just a horrible timing for him right now. Like, yeah, all these shitty episodes are airing. Like, we know Jax, you're an asshole, but
no, I agree. Okay, so what do you think of the drama between Dorit and Teddy about whether how late she was?
I think maybe there is possibly some form of miscommunication on both their ends, and they're both just like mad at each other for it, and it's dumb.
It's so dumb.
But like Dorit, I can see Dorit being like fucking an hour late. You know what I mean? And then like
Even
she called Teddy, she was like, "Oh, I thought we were meeting there from like 4:30 to 5:30 and like you can see Teddy's face. She's like, "What? Like you just gave me an hour gap." Like,
yeah, like, what is that? Yeah, no, like, I agree.
She's just so in La La Land, I think, and you know, and in that whole Glass Gate. Did you watch that?
Wait, what was it?
Where Dorit goes to Teddy's party at like the end of the episode, yes. And then she's like, I just can't drink champagne in a wine glass. It's not what they're for. That's why they make flute glasses. And, like, it was, I remember watching that. I'm like, what?
Okay.
How much of a snooty bitch could
man,
you be?
I'm going to get heat for this, but not to defend Dorit, because I don't really like her, but don't ever try to give me champagne in, like, a wine glass. Like, I have a margarita glass for margaritas. I have a wine glass for wine. Like, whatever I'm drinking, like, I need it properly. Because I am a superstar in my own right. So I need.
But would you say that to someone at their own party if that's all they had?
No. I guess I wouldn't.
Like the way she did, like, and then dragged it on again. She brought it up again.
I agree. I guess in like my own house, I would like do it. But I guess if I was at appalled. Someone else's house.
I would be appalled, but I wouldn't say it to their face.
Yeah, right. I'd be like, oh, no, I agree. Like, your father is John Mellencamp. Like, buy some glasses.
No, seriously, though. She'd be like, bitch, that's too down to earth. Like, get you some flutes. Like,
yeah, no, it's like weird. But no, Dorit. So, I think everything about her is fake.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about the Camille stuff?
Oh, when she was like, you fucking gun.
Yeah, it was so random.
And then she said something about the strap on, and you could see PK was like, "All right, Dorit, that's enough." Like, she was, like, yeah. Kind of pissed at her. He's like, "Shut the fuck up." She was wasted.
She was so wasted.
Just a loud, obnoxious bitch, I guess, when she's wasted. But I kind of like that side of her. I wish she would get like wild like that more. Like,
I know.
She's so proper and like half British. But, like, I kind of really like that.
No, she's I like, do.
Shut up, Ken, or whatever she said. But
it was.
Cocking her head while she said that. I'm like,
her whole face. No, her whole face was amazing when she did that. And like Camille is just coming back to the show and like
and she's Camille, so timid and like a little
okay.
bunny. Like
No. This is the same Camille. Psycho. But we remember season 1 Camille.
Okay, who, no, I love season 1 Camille.
Season 1 Camille is like the only Camille for me. Like I would.
Her dance moves are amazing.
They are, but I would love to throw a dinner party like she did, and then just like trash my guests.
Yeah.
No.
No, she's amazing.
I'll bring my psychic to my next like charity event.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? Like, that's amazing. Your husband will never emotionally fulfill you. Like, who says that? The psychic
was just like chain smoking cig, like telling off. Who was it? Was it Camille? Who was she telling off?
Kyle.
Okay, I thought it was Kyle, and like. Oh, Kyle was, like, really, like, upset about it.
She was, and she was like, I can tell you when she will die, when her kids will die.
Like, who said that, though, as a psychic? Like, that was horrible.
I know, and, like, I watched the show that was based on her life, and her character was not like that.
She just got maybe Dorit drunk and
let it all hit. Well, did you see how giant those drinks were? Like, I know that's going back really far, but, like, those drinks were huge.
Or was she holding a cigar?
No, I think... the cigars were... it was an e-cigarette.
Yeah, it was something, like, obnoxious.
The cigars were at the poker party at Eileen's.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking about.
Where Kim was like, are you jealous of it, the dildo? Remember that? And, like, there was no dildo.
No, I don't remember that. It's the worst memory.
Honestly. It's the one where, like, Kim and Kyle got into the fight and, like, Brandy got in the middle and got scratched and then she pushed Kyle.
Oh, yeah, Kyle was, like... scared for her life.
But like Brandy is like 8 feet tall, so like I would run too, and she's always like, saying she's gonna knock people's teeth out, so like
Yeah, Kyle kept putting her finger in her face and kept trying to like nah, Brandy will fucking beat your ass, dude.
Yeah, Brandy, yeah, I agree. You know what, another person who I feel like could beat me, I feel like Bethany would fight me.
Dude, Bethany's hardcore. She's honestly one of my top five favorites.
Who are your top five? I want to know this while we're talking.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll just pick one from like every franchise.
Maybe. Oh, or, yes.
No, I can't because I like a lot of them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, pick, if you had to pick one from every franchise, what would you pick?
Okay. I love Nene Leigh.
Yes.
I love Bethany.
Okay.
I love Lisa Vanderpump. Either that or... Erica Jane. I'm obsessed with Erica Jane. I just ordered one of her merchandise hoodies.
Yes.
I kind of love Vicky. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Like Gumbelson?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, she kind of really grew on me, honestly. She's just hilarious, but a hot mess at the same time.
Yeah.
Which other franchise am I missing? I feel like I'm missing a bunch. Jersey, oh my god, okay. No, actually I like Dorinda too from New York.
Oh, Dorinda, yes. I love that. I made it nice.
I like Teresa now. Teresa's honestly starting to grow on me. Anybody but Siggy and her little mini me.
You don't like Dolores?
Dolores. Not this season.
I don't like Siggy like at all. And like I feel bad because like I have her, like we text and I have her number, but like I don't know if she's gonna hear this. And like I don't want her to know that like crazy this season.
No, she honestly just looked crazy, and like so did Dolores. Like Siggy could literally like drag somebody's lifeless body behind a car, and yeah. Dolores would be like, "Well, you know, she's not in the right state of mind. It's okay." Like,
it reminds me of Eileen letting Lisa Rinna do whatever she wants.
Yeah, just always constantly coming up with an excuse, and it's like, dude, and like I watched, you know, they show the previous seasons all the time of Jersey, like the first two, and like Dolores or whatever one she was on is just totally calm, totally cool.
Yeah,
doesn't, you know what I mean? But she's so like on edge this season.
I agree. Do you watch Potomac?
No, not really. I don't like them.
I don't like it because it's all about like etiquette, and I don't have any. So like, I feel really bad about myself.
Giselle, I think she's hilarious. It's like a fucking bitch.
Yeah, I agree.
And then that one Ashley girl, is that her name? The one young girl?
Is that the one that like looks kind of white? No, that's not the one that looks kind of white.
The one that looks like dated the old white guy.
Oh, yes. Like, yes, the social climber. Yes.
Yeah, and she just tries too hard. That's all I know about it.
Yeah, no, it's just all about etiquette, and like I feel bad about myself, and then I eat cookies, and then I have to pay for more Weight Watchers, and it's just bad.
No, yeah, they're so uppity, snooty bitches.
I agree. Have you watched Dallas?
Yes.
Okay, so I've never seen Dallas. It's the
Okay. So the latest season.
Yeah.
I think there's only two.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't really watch the first one because I'm like, fucking, like, who's gonna watch Dallas? But then like, I was so bored, and I watched it this year, and honestly, it was fucking amazing. Like Leanne, like the one lady with the black hair.
Yeah.
Was wild.
Well, I've never seen the show, but I know who she is because she's so like crazy.
She's like the Southern Teresa. Oh. Or, like the Southern Brandy.
Oh, I like that.
She
kept
telling the girls she would like kill them and shit, and the girls are like all scared. They're like, you can't
do that. All I can picture. Is like the thing of her in like the wiener costume from like the interviews.
I didn't see that.
Oh, she's like in doing her interviews like with a wiener, like a hot dog costume.
No, she's just like off her rocker. Like she's literally batshit crazy. And I think she left because of the way that she looked on camera.
She left?
So horrible. I think I read that somewhere. I'm not sure. Don't quote me, but like.
Oh, no. Did you watch Miami when it was on?
No.
Okay, so there's the one that has like the deformed face, but like, okay. And I never watched DC because like that's
no, I didn't either.
I heard we're getting Nashville.
Ugh, I'm so sick of these southern bitches though. I'm
I know, I don't is really it, like it's supposed to be
is
like
is it all gonna be southern white bitches? Like I'm so over it already.
Well, we have southern black girls too, like on Atlanta. And Kim.
Did you watch?
And Kim.
No, I like the southern black girls though. I do. Like but like southern white girls are just a totally different breed. They're just like ugh.
I think there's gonna be like multiple. I haven't seen it. No,
I wanted to gag watching that. He's like so like southern aristocrat gag. Like, ugh.
Is he? Have you watched like the strip thing where like you don't have anything and you're naked?
Yeah, I've watched that a little bit. I think whatever. I think it's funny, but
it's weird. Like
that's so weird. My parents come in. They're like, "What the fuck are you watching?"
Oh my god. Same. I was like sitting in like the people walked by and I was like. Yes, those are two naked women cuddling on the floor.
On a hardwood floor.
Yeah. No, this is not pornography. Like, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, that's it's a weird show.
I have much better taste in that than what than that. Okay, like that's not what I would be watching for like to get off. So okay, I'm gonna do my favorites from each franchise.
Okay, yeah.
Orange County, I think my favorite is Tamra.
Really? Okay.
Well, but I like the fact that Shannon is a mess of a person.
Oh my god, I fucking hated Shannon this past season. I wanted
me too.
To kill her.
I liked the return of Lydia. Obviously you did not. Oh my god.
Okay, I will say Lydia is way more outspoken.
You were like
but like her whole god complex thing directs me up a wall.
Oh, like. The whole drag queen thing, like, literally, like, half of my family is drag queens, and she was being so annoying about it. Granted.
No, she's so literally homophobic and can't process the idea. Doesn't like psychics, doesn't like this, but, like, we'll do some, like, crazy shit. You know what
she I mean? Had a balls voyage party.
Exactly. You can talk about Doug's balls, like, balls 27 times an episode, but you can't go to a drag show because God doesn't like drag queens. Like, are you joking?
Granted, she was the ugliest drag king I've ever seen.
No, it's Charlie.
It was so bad.
She looked like a freaking like dummy, like a little dummy.
It was so bad. I just wanted to put my hand in like her pocket and like make her talk.
I know, she looked like a freaking dummy.
She did, and like
Shannon looks good too. I like Shannon's is good. Yeah. Megan's, I like Megan's.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly, no, what was Kelly's? I don't remember.
I don't even know.
I don't know. But yeah. So I think Tamara's probably number one, just because I like that she causes drama.
Yeah, Tamara don't give a fuck.
For Atlanta, I mean, I feel like any answer other than Nene is just not appropriate.
Right.
I don't like Kenya. I don't like Portia. I kind of like Candy, but that's it.
I kind of like Cynthia, but just because she thinks she's like hot shit. Like I get
oh
that.
Well now she kind of has a backbone, so it's like better.
Right.
I think Kim coming back is interesting.
I love her.
I like Kim, but like that group hates her like a lot.
And Kim don't give a fuck though. Kim comes in hot.
Oh, you haven't seen the episode with the psychic yet, have you?
No.
Oh my god, you have to watch that.
Okay, I gotta catch up.
You do. Okay, so from New York, I really like Bethany.
Yeah. Not Ramona?
No. No.
I hate her so much. She's the worst housewife. I always call, like, whoever's acting like an idiot on whatever franchise, I'm like, you're the fucking Ramona of the season. Like,
I know. She even, like, ruined the Jersey reunion. Like...
Like only Ramona though.
No, and like they threw shade at her, like she's obsessed with Melissa, which was interesting.
Right, Melissa kept giving like these eyes the whole time Ramona was calling. And it's just wow, Ramona is like literally I think like mentally challenged or something.
I completely agree.
Something not right.
Well, Sonia is also mentally challenged because she always thinks she's like doing stuff and she's not. Like,
I just like Sonia.
Like the toaster oven. Like the toaster oven that never happened.
I don't remember that. I'm so horrible.
It's okay, because she, like, was coming out of this toaster oven for, like, 8 years, and, like, nothing ever happened. And, like, one episode, she was like, I party every night with John Kennedy, and, like, somebody was like, he's dead. She said, like, she parties every night with, like, JFK Jr. And, like, no, she doesn't. He's dead. And then when, like, one season somebody compared her to Ann Nicole Smith, and she was like, that's not a compliment. They're like, that's not a compliment. Just very funny. But no, I like Bethany. I like Carol because she's, like, Bethany's, like, sidekick. But,
Do you watch Million Dollar Listing? Are you going to watch that new one that comes out?
I do. Yeah. No, I love Million
Dollar. Did that already come out?
Are you talking about the one with Bethany and Frederick?
Yeah.
I don't think it's out yet.
Okay.
I think it comes, like, this week or this next week.
Saw him come, like, when he did a cameo on the show
last season.
I'm like, oh, my God, they should have a fucking show. Like, they're just totally two powerhouses, and I think their show will be good.
They are. Yeah.
Totally crazy humor.
Bethany's on my vision board, so, like, because I have, like, all the people that inspire me. Her and Andy Cohen are both on my vision board, so, like.
Powerhouses.
But I would never have. I would. Oh, did you hear that Luann is facing up to 5 years in prison?
No, but I saw that they were all at dinner with her last night.
Yeah, they were. They
started resuming season. Or that's gonna be the best fucking season ever when it comes out.
I'm so excited. I'm so ready for it. And like, I feel like the only other housewife that went to prison was Teresa. But like, right. Teresa going to prison is like expected because like she's Teresa. She's scary. But like,
Luann won't go to jail for 5 years. Like maybe she'll go to like rehab. Probably, but
I want her to do hard time so hard, like so bad. The Countess? She's like the Countess who wrote books
money
about.
Can't buy you class.
Yes, she wrote books and songs about class and etiquette, and here she is
right.
Threatening people to like kill them, and like it's just so funny. So Jersey, I'm really loving the new Teresa. I like her a lot.
I don't
like Danielle. I'm sorry.
I don't really like her either just because she's a total, like, I just, every time I think of Danielle, I think of, like, her, like, coke whoring in Miami with Pablo Escobar's, like, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
I get you. Yeah, exactly.
That's all I think about.
I have, like, an autographed book from her in my house, which is, like, weird.
Nice.
Yeah, but, her and Siggy, I see, those are two people, like, the only housewives that, like, pay attention to me are, like, the ones I hate.
I can't even talk to Ziggy on my fake Twitter because she blocked me on my real Twitter, and I still want to see what Ziggy says on my fake Twitter.
She's just
so I can't talk to.
Yeah, she's too much. I feel like I left out some like places when I was talking about my favorites. I forgot what there was. Oh, Beverly Hills. I like. Wow. Right. I like Erica.
I love Kyle too.
I like Kyle a lot. In my dream last night, Lisa Rinna and I were very close. And I took a selfie with her in my dream, and then I spent the next 20 minutes bragging about it. And I was the most annoying person ever in my dream. Like, we did, like, a 360 photo thing, me and her, in my dream, and it was really weird.
I follow Lisa Rinna on Instagram, and I watch her, like, Insta stories all the time. And I will say, though, like, she's kind of funny. Like,
she's
starting to grow on it.
Yes, and she, like, threw shade at everybody from season one.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. I miss alcoholic Kim Richards, by the way.
I do, too, honestly. The best effect, when her and Kyle got in that fight in the limo.
Yes. Wow. Like when she stole her house and she was like, you're an alcoholic. And I was like, And then Adrian's like face is like, It's like, you can't tell her expression because she has too much like Botox, but she was like really scared.
I always just tell my mom who doesn't watch the show. I'm like, Mom, I am Kyle and you are Kim. And I'm always constantly yelling at you to sober up. And she like never got the reference, but it's fucking funny.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh, that is my new favorite thing.
Like, Mom, you're Kim Richards.
I loved like when Kim relapsed. That's so messed up to say, but I loved when she relapsed and she was like in the car with Lisa Rinna on the way to poker night, and she was just like calling her
getting crazy.
She was so crazy. She was it was just hilarious.
Yeah, that was a shit show of a night.
Okay, so I wanted to. I feel like there was nothing else from Beverly Hills like to note. Not really.
It was a pretty dull episode.
It's been a dull season.
Yeah, I want something crazy to happen. I want tables thrown, glasses smashed. I want fucking,
yes,
panty gate, like something.
Oh, I know. See, this is why we have to bring back Brandy, because there was drama with Brandy.
Oh, she would spice it up. Teddy's, I like Teddy, but she's just,
She's not gonna last. She's not gonna last. She's like the Peggy of Orange County, who like says nothing.
Right.
Peggy, who may or may not have cancer.
I kind of like Peggy, though.
I liked her. I thought
quiet bitch.
Yes. Because she had, like, the RBF.
she would just throw like shade and just say one thing, and the girls would be like, "What? What did you say?" And Peggy's like, "You heard me."
You're right. She's like, "What is the peanut gallery?" Like, stop.
I know, she's dumb. Like, is he that dumb? I don't know. But
and then that time, like, where she wasn't trying to bash Megan for being a bad mom, she was just trying to say that she woke up because the baby was crying, and like,
right, but she just can't explain her words.
No, she couldn't even get it out. So it just came like she was just bashing Megan for being a bad mom.
Megan starts hyperventilating, like, bye, bitch. Sure, she's gone.
She's gone. Good. She sucked. Yeah. I didn't like her.
I didn't either. She was pretty boring. She's honestly like reminded me of like people, girls we went to high school with that were just so fucking annoying. Like,
oh, do you care to say who?
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna need you to like slide into my DMs after this and let me know.
Okay, I will.
Because I need to know that, because I'm not going to bring it up on air, but I need to know. I shared my stuff for you. I mean, you didn't ask me to, but like...
Okay, she was like Janelle Bradish.
Oh, the one... No, she's not the one who had the abortions. Okay, sorry. Sorry, oh my god. I'm sorry.
What I figured, I'm like, we're 45 minutes in. Chances are.
No, I know. Oh my god. No, because
not gonna listen this far.
I remember now, because she had like the war with the other girl over the black guy, and that neither of them ended up with.
You wanna know something funny?
What?
I'm gonna say it now.
Okay.
One time I made out with him at LaSaint while they were dating, and she asked me about it, and I was like, no man, no way, never.
Oh my god, when I post this, I need to like add Janelle Brad.
Oh my god, die.
No, that's funny.
No, she literally beat me up because she fights everyone.
She beat you up
for fighting.
She beat you up.
She's been fighting a lot lately, Bryce. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my god.
I
really hope this show does not put you in danger, but if it does, be camera ready so I can like record that, drop that.
Well, I'm going to Colorado in a week, so chances are I'll be
okay. Yes. One of the most iconic moments of my life, of my entire life, and there's been a lot, is like my math class where her and Mary the Brick were fighting. And, and the one, and Mary was like, at least I don't give like head to like black guys in my car every night. And then Janelle was like, well, at least I haven't had 7 abortions this year. And I was just like,
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I saw that she has a baby now, and that means one of them stuck, so that's good.
Right?
Sorry.
I remember. Okay. Okay. No, I can't. We can't keep talking shit. We just can't.
We can't. It's like so bad. It's like Bravo breakdown. It's like
Messina bash.
It's so bad. Okay, I do want to get in to. I mean, I know we're like really far, but we'll real quick. Like, talk about the Jersey reunion.
Kim D, man.
Oh, I was just going to say, Kim D, what about the shocking, it's not really that shocking, but the allegation that she is a madam?
It fits, like,
honestly. I think it's true.
But didn't you see that she was suing, she was suing Teresa now after Teresa said that she called her a madam. But like in the I wish I was. The court would just drop that in a heartbeat. Like, bitch, you said you wish you were. Like,
I know.
I can totally see it.
Me too. She's really ugly, like scary ugly, like a goblin. Like a
and
ghoul.
They're all so mean to her. They're like, ah, here comes Tales of the Crypt. Like, literally, oh my God. Like gagging.
No, they were it's so messed up.
I was living like, for it. Kim, no. She's a tough bitch, though. She is.
I feel like, well, she didn't accept my friend request on Facebook, so I have nothing good to say to her. But I don't want to be shot execution style in my car and then have it set on fire, so I'm going to watch what I say.
Clink, clink, bitch.
Oh, my God.
It was iconic.
It is. If somebody does not do that to Luann at the Roni reunion.
Clink, clink, bitch.
I need that. I need someone to do that to Luann now.
No, I was honestly, I live for that.
When
they first showed the preview of that, I'm like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I was like yelling to my whole family. I'm like, she just said clink, clink, bitch to Teresa. Like,
now, does your family get your obsession with Bravo?
Yeah, they've gotten used to it. I have to like serve the TV like when we're all home. I'm like, all right, bitch, like I got from eight to ten. I haven't watched last week's either. I gotta catch up. Like, and they're all like, oh, like my dad and brother have started to watch it, but they get it. They know I'm obsessed.
Yeah, literally, like my entire family watches it now. Like everyone is obsessed.
My mom. Like, this isn't real life. You think this is your real life? I'm like, I don't care. Just let me live in my little reality here.
They are like, my friends.
Right.
They are less dramatic. They're actually less dramatic than my real life friends.
Seriously, though. I love them all.
It is. No. What was I going to say? Oh, Kim D. I forgot. I would love to see them make her, like, a full housewife.
Right, dude, but Teresa would fucking be back in jail. Like, Teresa, and then Andy Cohen, I love when he was like, don't get off that couch.
I know. He loves her somewhat.
What did you think about Teresa and, like, Andy's relationship on that? Like, they have, like, a weird relationship. I feel like Teresa's the friend that, like, scares Andy, so Andy kind of just let her, like, do whatever she wants. You
know, well, like, I agree. He did get manhandled at the season 2 reunion.
I think they're super close, though.
They are. He's really close with her, LVP, Nene, Carol, and Bethany.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. I thought, like, there was this... I know it sounds weird, but I felt like there was this, like, sexual tension between them.
And now Teresa's like, do you want to make out? And Andy's like, ha, ha, ha. And then, like, Teresa's like, no, do you want to make out? And then, like, after Andy, like, introduced her, he goes to someone else, and Teresa goes, no, did you think I'm pretty or whatever she said?
Yeah.
It's
like, yeah. No, I...
Yes, I did.
I would love for her to go back to prison and, like, be in the same prison as Luann, because if we can get the Real Housewives of Federal Prison, that will make my life.
The Real Housewives Clink Clink.
Of Clink Clink. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
No, I really do love them. Also, Siggy and Andy, when they were talking about the whole Jewish thing, what did you think of that?
I'm not going to lie. I like fast forwarded through some of the stuff involving Siggy's life.
Right. But like Siggy still so deflective and like
the whole thing's weird.
People can bring up Hitler. Like just because you don't want to hear the word, the trigger word, like, people still talk about it. Like, it's okay. Like,
okay, that, I don't get why that's her trigger word, not her father's.
And even when she was talking to her father was like, you know, it's okay. Like, you shouldn't call people anti-Semite. You shouldn't, you know, like, how are you going to learn from Hitler if you don't talk about it? You know what I mean? Like,
okay, but if you remember, Kyle did the same thing in Beverly Hills to the Carlton, the witch. She called her an anti-Semite also.
I always honestly forget about Carlton, and I'm still obsessed with Carlton to this day because I'm a witch, kind of, and I, like, loved Carlton's house. That is my future house that I want in my life. It's all, like, gothic and dark and, like, a mansion still.
And she's really hot.
Right. Like, she's a badass witch. Like, yeah. I just kind of loved Carlton. But, yeah, Kyle's a mean girl. She mean girl bullies people.
Yes, for sure.
And you see it, and it's kind of like, oh, Kyle, I don't like you at these moments. Like,
no, I think she has good moments, but I think she changes who she is depending on who she's with.
Exactly. Because, like, she'll totally talk shit and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, she's a shit star too.
Yeah. Do you think Margaret will be on Jersey next season?
Yes. Margaret loves it.
Do you think Danielle will be a full housewife next season?
No, but I heard they were bringing back Carolyn
and Jacqueline.
Yes.
And I spoke to Jacqueline. I'm very excited about it. Her and I have done, like, a lot of charity stuff together. I love Jacqueline. I mean, she's drama, but, like,
she's funny. I still, like, I didn't like her like the last time she was on, but, like,
oh yeah,
she was, like, sticking her tongue out at Teresa at dinner. Remember that? Or, like, she was just fucking whacked out of her mind.
She was like Siggy. Like, this season, yeah.
Yes.
Siggy became quickly one of the most hated housewives, I feel like.
Yeah, no, like, because she still can't own her shit, like.
Yeah.
Blocks not even... everyone that has anything bad to say about her and only accepts the people that kiss her ass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's a, yeah, like, everyone in her life is a yes man. You know what I mean? Like.
100%.
Dude, you're so good. Shit. Like, you're batshit crazy.
Yeah, and she was making money off of, like, the soggy flicker thing, so I thought it was weird that she, like, was talking
about it. Oh, I hate that. It's very weird. I'm bullied. I'm being bullied. But let me just sell a t-shirt, because I'm so empowered by myself. Like, oh, my God. Like, which one is it? So hypocritical. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't like bullying. She doesn't, she likes women empowerment. Yeah, like, she walked all over Margaret, honestly. Like,
I know, but Margaret was not having it at the reunion at all.
Huh?
But Margaret was, like, not having that at the reunion. Like, she was coming for Siggy, which was good.
Yeah, they hate each other now, and I've been watching them on Twitter. It's so funny.
I love it.
Back and forth. But, yeah, Margaret's over it. They're not going to be friends. I don't
think. My favorite thing is that, like, Siggy has you blocked, but she follows me.
No, I know. I love that. Like, Team Margaret.
Yeah.
Pigtail.
No, I'm trying to think of what, because Jersey has the most housewives that follow me. It's Melissa, Jacqueline, Danielle, and Siggy. I feel like are all the ones that follow me on there. But, like, I don't want them. I want Teresa.
I know. I love Teresa. Tree.
I do. Oh, I love that. I wish we could do, like, an all-star season where, like, they have to live in a house or something.
Oh, my God, dude.
Have, like, that'd Teresa, Nene, Vicky, Bethany. Like, how great would that be?
And then have the Vanderpump Rules cast be their, like, servants.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, servants, like, as in, like, sir. Oh.
That'd be a moneymaker. They'd all
like
that.
I like that a lot. Yeah. No, I do love it. I think this cuts me off at 1 hour, so I think I have to stop.
Okay.
All right, guys, let us know what you think of the very first episode of Bravo Breakdown. Sarah, what did you think? Did you enjoy the episode?
I loved it, Bryce. It was so much fun. I can't wait to do this again, and I hope I don't get my ass beat for this.
I know. No,
but
I
don't care.
I hope that Bravo Breakdown does not give you a hashtag Bradish beatdown.
I'm so done with you, Frank.
I really do hope that. I really do. Janelle, if you are listening, you have 7 days, I feel like, until you go to Colorado to get Sarah. So, I mean, the clock's ticking. I'm just kidding.
yeah, okay.
And Merky, don't come for me, because I didn't talk about anything that people don't already know. all right.
Grace is moving to Florida. He don't give a fuck anymore.
I really don't, though. I'm, like, severing ties with everybody in this town that I don't like. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Bye. Catch us next time on Bravo Breakdown. We are breaking down all things Bravo. Hopefully, in the future episodes, we'll break down, like, Bethany and Frederick and all that stuff, too.
Awesome.
Guys, dream big. Do good. I will see you next time. Bye.
Live your life.
Unless she takes it from you.
Okay, Bryce, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. Bye, guys. Okay.